a butt of thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
You can tell people are getting ready for the summer. Our first two calls this morning were people with questions about their second mountain homes.
Yes,
siding,
yes,
question, refurbishing a redwood deck.
Redwood deck in Prescott and siding in Cholo.
I have a caller that didn't want to hold, but he had a question
Miss
for
Jennifer.
Tony. Hey, how
Miss
are
Jennifer's,
you?
Miss Jennifer's coming in to broadcast from the call screening station, and you took a call.
I did. And so he just wanted to know, how come the calculations are always done in square footage? And he suggested maybe that it should be cubic footage due to the fact that maybe some ceilings are 8 and then you got the vaulted ceilings. So that was a curious question.
Here with Tony Bohard of Temperature Control from Tucson, Arizona, one of our Rosie certified air conditioning contractors in the state of Arizona. And you hear all the time, or you don't so much anymore, but when I was growing up in the trades, when I called my air conditioning contractor and I said, I need you to come quote a house we're doing, it's 2,400 square foot. And they said, well, I don't need to come out and bid it. I know that's going to be 2-3-ton units. 400 square feet was a ton. That's
correct.
Just the way we did it for decades.
Correct.
And it was so inefficient.
That's right.
One, we were over air conditioning houses.
Always.
And two, how much more goes into really calculating what the proper size is.
Yeah, so they make that mistake constantly. I hear people say, well, why are you downsizing to a 4-ton? I have an 1,800 square foot house, and it's always been a 5-ton. So they made that mistake for many years where we sized it per square footage. But because ceilings are 9 foot, 8 foot, 7 foot, you can't use that method. And insulation has changed now, different R values, things like that. So we do what's called a load calculation on the house. And when you're doing that, square footage is put in as well as ceiling height and insulation and windows and things like that.
Yeah, you're calculating the BTU, the heat gain the house has by measuring. You're checking the whole house. It's a whole house
Correct.
System method. Now, you've got a special you're running for Rosie listeners down in Tucson today. What that has to do with this checking.
Yeah, so right now we're doing the Check Me program with our electric, our energy company, at no cost to you. And what we do is we come out and do that same scientific test I was telling you about earlier, where we go through, do superheat subcooling. It's not a tune-up. It's not a service call. It's an actual evaluation of your energy efficiency on the system.
Not just the delta T.
Correct. It's actually where we use much more extensive equipment to test. We're putting MagnaHelix to test the return, supply flow, doing subcooling, superheat, things like
that. And what does that piece of equipment tell you? If you've got X coming through the supply register and Y being returned to the unit, what are you looking for there?
Well, what we do is we put it into a program and we'll find out the exact charge that we need. Because when the factory has a charge and they put a refrigerant charge on a system, they'll say it takes 5 pounds. Well, that 5 pounds is in a perfect world where you have 25 foot of copper line set running to a coil that's sitting within 25 feet. That scenario usually doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So having that charge off by 4 or 5 ounces or a pound could make an efficiency difference tremendously on the system. So we're actually testing to make sure that the charge, the airflow is proper, the coils are clean, the ductwork is sealed, things of that nature.
And this full diagnostic test generally runs how much?
Well, it's $94.50 typically for the Check Me, and then it's another $94.50 typically for the duct blast test.
And what special are you running today for Tucson residents?
And you say Tucson, but I mean Marano, Oracle,
Pima, Pima County.
Correct. Okay. Pima County.
Half truck, will travel.
Yeah, Oro Valley, pretty much within the surrounding areas. We're doing right now, we'll waive that cost of the initial test while we're on the show.
Okay, and they would call what number to get that scheduled?
They'll call the main office, which is the 520-544-5665 number.
And you say while you're on the show. I mean, obviously you're not going to get there. Well, anyone calls in while you're on the air.
Correct.
You'll schedule them for free.
Sorry, correct. Yeah, we have operators standing by now to do it.
One more time on the number.
It's 520-544-5665.
And then at least it'll give the homeowner, whether they're in a position to do the repairs, they'll at least know if they have repairs, what they can expect or what they can start saving for, or that they're absolutely fine.
Yeah, it's actually an awesome test because
And you're doing this in conjunction with TEP.
Correct.
They're helping subsidize this program.
Correct. They're actually offering tons of rebates to help you get your system back to where it's supposed to be. So if your efficiency is off because your coil's dirty, they're offering rebates in helping you clean that coil. Or if your system is off by refrigerant charge and you charge it back up, they're offering rebates in effect of that too to get you back to where it's supposed to be.
And a dirty coil can make a serious impact in the efficiency rating of a unit.
40%.
And we generally tell homeowners, it looks like it would be something fairly easy to do. You just put a spray hose connection on the end of your hose, turn the hose on full blast, and you start spraying the equipment down. That's exactly the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, never want to spray it from the outside in. You always want to wash the coil from the inside out. There's a lot of high voltage fan motors, fan blades in there. It's probably not a good idea for a typical homeowner to try to do that himself.
But you've got to get that junk out of the inside of that cavity cabinet and get it outside and cleaned up. So we recommend people don't take it. Dennis wants to talk about single pane windows. Brian wants to talk about super cooling. And Scott wants to know who's responsible for air conditioning, the renter or the landlord?
The House Weekly Newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.